The last word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
So the government has today announced a tourism recovery task force to help the industry recover from the COVID-19 crisis. All sorts of people will be interested in this. Pubs, restaurants, hotels. We'll be talking in a moment to the president of the Irish Hotels Federation, Elena Fitzgerald-Kane, who is a part of this new task force. But first, Donal O'Keefe, the chief executive of the Licensed Vintners Association, which represents lots of pubs in the Dublin area. You've been saying today that 4 out of 10 Dublin pubs are going to reopen on the 29th of June as restaurants. Explain this to me, please, Donal.
Well, food is an enormous part of the pub business. Pubs are one of the largest channels for out-of-home dining in the country, and we have a lot of experience in the food sector. We've been arguing since well in advance of the government roadmap being published that all food and drink businesses should be treated equally. They should have to comply with the same conditions and restrictions and have the same opportunity to open and attempt to restart our businesses. There is about 7 out of 10 Dublin pubs have a food business, but fairly, very importantly, 4 out of 10 of them have a restaurant certificate, which is a certificate granted by the court confirming them as a licensed restaurant. So under the law, they're a licensed restaurant. Restaurants can open on the 29th of June, and we're advocating, and certainly our members are planning for, reopening our businesses on the 29th of June.
And legally, you can't see anyone stopping you, can you?
Well, we are not trying to be awkward here. We have fully complied with the public health requirements. Our sector was the first sector nationally to close down on the 15th of March. We understand how important the public health considerations are, and we will fully follow whatever recommendations are in place. But we think if it's safe to have a bite to eat or a drink in a restaurant, then it's equally safe to have a bite to eat or a drink in a pub.
And for the rest of the pubs, remind me, what's the date that you're likely to be able to open again?
So all pubs can open on the 10th of August, so 6 weeks further.
That's a considerable length of time between the two periods. Okay. Elena Fitzgerald-Kane, what are hotels going to do about their hotel bars and hotel restaurants? Will they be opening in advance of the remainder of the hotel opening up for people staying there?
Well, I suppose the intent and the ambition is that people will be opening up their restaurants or cafes as per phase three of the government phases. And that, so unless that there is a licensing issue, but, you know, many hotel restaurants are individually licensed as part of that. So that's very much part of the plan, with a view to hotels opening as part of phase four on the 20th of July. And obviously phase five then comes on stream in terms of the 10th of August. So that's very much the plan for some hotels. But it obviously depends on each individual hotelier. And until we get guidelines, you know, with certainty around where this is all going, how it's going to look like, social distancing, etc. You know, we just need clarity in that to be 100% sure in terms of where we're going.
Yeah, because Elena, it would strike me that an awful lot of hotel bars, and specifically in the middle of the March, they were told to close down as well as all the pubs around the country. But that hotel bars are often a place where a lot of people stop to get food because the restaurants might only do specific opening hours and maybe more expensive menus. So there would be a great opportunity to get at least some of the hotels around the country open on the 29th of June in advance of taking paying guests.
Yeah, that's very much, I suppose, the mindset, because if you think about it, a lot of, you know, restaurants are kind of built with a bar structure in it. Now, it's very clear in terms of the bar shutters themselves should be down. So there is a certain level of ambiguity around it, but it is the intention, I suppose, of certain hoteliers that yes, they can under the phases open, but obviously with no bar services before they're able to welcome overnight guests. Now, we have to remember as well, Matt, that there are still hotels that are opening right now in terms of providing, you know, support services to essential workers and that as well. So it's not completely new territory, you know, for 10% of our hotels, but certainly for the 90% that are closed, you know, that's, and it offers an opportunity for phased opening. But again, it's all down to the individual property.
Donal O'Keefe, going back to you, since the government announced the details of the roadmap for reopening the country, what is it now? Not far short of 4 weeks ago now, I think, at this stage that they announced the details. How have you been in discussion with the government about trying to perhaps accelerate that plan when it comes to pubs?
we're trying to be in discussions with the government, but unfortunately they have not engaged with us. Minister Harris said publicly at the press conference that weekend that he was looking forward to engaging with the vintners to hear their proposals. We put our proposals to the minister, to the chief medical officer, to government on Bank Holiday Monday, which is 2.5 weeks ago now. We were assured we would have an early meeting with the minister and with the government, but despite those assurances, no meeting has taken place so far. So we are again calling on the minister to engage with us. This is a pretty significant issue for a very large industry. It's a pretty significant issue in terms of the numbers of staff and numbers of customers we would hope to engage with. And we think clarity around the legal definitions that are going to be used to reopen the trade, and more importantly still, clarity around a common set of public health guidelines for the entire hospitality sector that are common to pubs, restaurants, hotels, hotel bars. We think that's really important because of the high level of interaction we have with the public. So we are disappointed we've had no engagement, but we're hopeful in the next week or two that will get addressed.
Are the pubs been represented on the Tourism Recovery Task Force? Because I know an awful lot of pubs serve mainly a local clientele, but there's a lot of pubs around the country which look after tourists. Have you been invited to get involved in that?
I have to say, Matt, I'm appalled. I mean, we only saw the makeup of the tourist task force in the last hour. It's beyond our comprehension that pubs would be left out of it. There's 7,000 pubs up and down the country. We're a core part of the tourism attraction. When you look at the exit visitor research, having a drink in an Irish pub, listening to music in an Irish pub is really, really, really high up in terms of the memorable moments of tourists. The pub is an integral part of Dublin City's tourism offer, and it's an integral part of most of our main tourist towns and tourist areas. It's just incomprehensible to us that the government chose to ignore the pub sector when they were setting up that task force.
Elena Fitzgerald-Kane, at least you're in part of that task force, aren't you, in the Irish Hotels Federation? What are you hoping to get out of this task force?
Well, I suppose ultimately I know the value of tourism, and I suppose Donal referred to it there in terms of I've grown up in it. I understand what it can contribute. You know, prior to this, it represented 1 in every 10 of Irish jobs. 70% of those jobs were outside of Dublin. So the regional footprint is huge, as is evident in my own business. And I suppose what's important to remember is since the last recession, 90,000 new jobs were created in tourism. So I want, I suppose, in terms of my contribution, is to put tourism and to put the hotel and guesthouse industry in the best possible footing in terms of going forward. It's a huge lever and a huge opportunity for, I suppose, economically rebuilding Ireland, and also a societal level, because, you know, hotels and guesthouses are a huge part of you know, local communities and local economies.
So, and that's fully understood, Elena. And I mean, there's an awful lot of people concerned about the employment issues and summer jobs been lost to students and all the rest of it. But isn't this different to the last economic recovery in that the last time round we could get people to come and visit the country if we offered a good enough financial offer to them? Isn't the problem now, though, is that if they're simply going to be afraid of flying, and if there are no flights available, we're going to be completely dependent on people holidaying at home if they have the money to do so?
Yeah, I mean, that's first and foremost. Look, public health is number one here in terms of the health and safety of our teams and our guests. And yes, we won't have the international dimension. And I suppose just to give your listeners a sense of it, I mean, it's probably about a quarter. The domestic spend in tourism is about a quarter of what the overall numbers are. But, you know, we're looking forward to welcoming people who are wearing the Irish jersey, and there's a great tourism product available to them. What we lack right now is that element of clarity in terms of how it's all going to look, and that customers, you know, and our teams have an insight into to where it's all going, or that. But it's great to be involved, I suppose, in the Tourism Recovery Task Force, because we have an opportunity to spearhead tourism, you know, domestically, and obviously in terms of repivoting us internationally, because it has a huge role to play in rebuilding Ireland. And it's wonderful, I suppose, that it has been activated, number one, and I'm very, very privileged, and I appreciate the trust that's been put in me and the rest of the team in terms of delivering.
Would you like to see the pubs involved as well, though? As Donald said, it does seem a bit baffling that they're not part of this.
Well, unfortunately, I didn't know who was going to be involved, you know, until it was literally launched. And I appreciate that, you know, and appreciate the process around it. But, you know, pubs are a very, very important part of the tourism. And I'm sure there are other, you know, I suppose, sectors that feel that they should be represented as well.
Well, indeed. Well, let me go back to Donald to finish off. So, Donald, one thing I probably should have asked you earlier when you talked about 4 out of 10 Dublin pubs reopening as restaurants, are you confident that they will have adequate social distancing to protect the health of customers, but also then that they will have sufficient numbers coming in to make it financially viable to reopen?
There's two separate issues here. One is about simply getting the right to reopen like everybody else, and we think that that's important. But after that, there is a huge question around business sustainability for the entire hospitality sector. We think capacity of our pubs is going to be somewhere in the order of 35 to 45% of normal under social distancing rules. It's really, really challenging to make that work from a commercial, financial perspective. But what's clear to me, anyway, is that the publicans are keen to get going and to try. There's, you know, real question marks about the longer-term future. That's a separate conversation we would like to have with government because, you know, we are complying with social restrictions at the direction of government. And while the industry absolutely will stand on its own 2 feet on the far side of this crisis when we can trade normally, we clearly have probably an extended period where we'll have to live with social distancing, and we're going to need government support as well as a lot of ingenuity and a huge amount of hard work to stay upright during that period.
Thank you very much, Donal O'Keefe, Chief Executive of the Licensed Vintners Association, and Elena Fitzgerald-Kane, President of the Irish Hotels Federation.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.